USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's ambassador is urging the UN Security Council to condemn what he calls a criminal act of state terrorism by the U.S., referring to the airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani. President Trump said it had to be done.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
But Democrats like Virginia Senator Mark Warner say they're worried about the aftermath.
Soleimani was no friend of America, but thinking through the ramifications of what this will do to our position in the region, what this will do to our allies in the region, what this will do to American military and other personnel.
Security experts say that Iran's retaliation could include cyber attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The fires in Australia are like hell on earth. Musician activist Mark McCord, who lives in southern Australia, says on Facebook, "I've lost my cabin and my house, but what needs attention is the 8 wallabies I care for on my river flats. The wildlife here is wiped out, and what are left are going to starve without human help." He says, "Take the greens out of your gardens and put them into the bush now." Network 10 reporter Ursula Hegger says millions of acres of land have gone up in smoke.
Australia continues to rage as 3 brush fires have combined to form one single blaze, bigger than the New York borough of Manhattan. Firefighters continue to fight more than 200 out-of-control brush fires throughout the country, which continues to threaten residents.
I'm probably 70% sure that our house will get by the size of that fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
British rock legend Rod Stewart has been charged with assault. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Police say rock legend Rod Stewart and his son Sean were involved in an altercation at the Breakers Palm Beach Resort on New Year's Eve and subsequently charged with battery of a resort employee. An employee who was working the area claims the singer threw a punch, striking him in the rib cage. Both men are ordered to appear at the Palm Beach County Criminal Justice Complex on February 5th for their arraignment hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The ratings for cable news networks for last year is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Fox News Channel had a banner year from a ratings perspective, averaging just under 2.5 million total viewers in the prime time daily for 2019, and that's a network record. MSNBC had an interesting year and continued to deliver massive audiences, and for the second straight year, more total viewers than any other basic cable network but one. CNN continued to attract more adults, 25 to 54, than its MSNBC rivals in total day, daytime, and weekend hours. There was a little bit of movement in the 2019 cable news show rankings, but the most notable point was that Sean Hannity stayed the number one host on cable news.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.